Well, if I have to explain for the first option, I have to explain the modal verbs. Yes, the first thing that I would do is okay, that is part of grammar section in the session. Yes, the first thing that I will do is to explain for the user each verb, but in a context. Yes, in a context, I will give some examples and I will explain which modal verb is the best occasion to use by a certain environment or certain situation. Yes, after each modal verb, I will ask for the user for three examples. Okay, for example, must. Must is a theory. This is something that you have to do, yes or yes. Yes, no way. You have to do it. Yes. So after that, I will give an example. You must work every day because if you don't, if you mustn't, yes, won't achieve the goal of speak English well. So the user understand that, and I will ask for the user, okay, give me three examples that you have that you must to do and you must not to do. After that, okay, now we have to use can, after that will, after that all the other modal verbs. And for the final of the section, yes, we will take a few minutes. Yes, I will ask for him, okay, give me five modal verbs in a context, and I will correct the little details like pronunciation, like the grammar structure. Yes, and for the second, I have to explain five common regular verbs and common irregular verbs. Well, I will give an example with regular and irregular. For the first time, is with the regular. For example, okay, the user. Let's put a name like Carlos. Hey, Carlos. Okay, when you have to say something in past that happened in past, yes, for the verb, you have only to add the ED word in the verb at last. Yes, for example, yesterday I played PlayStation. Yesterday I wanted I wanted my payment. Yes. So when the user, yes, take this on mind and have noticed how regular verbs works. Now after this, I will tell him, okay, but now there are irregular verbs. What does do irregular verb? Okay, it's simple. For example, go. You will not say goat. No, that's wrong in English. You have to say went. Yes, are those verbs that is not enough or the rule of ID of ED at the end of the verb applies. It doesn't apply. Yes, for example, drive. You drive yesterday. Oh, you drove yesterday. Yes, and I will show him a link. Yes, when he or she can find irregular verbs in internet to have in mind. Yes, but I will tell him it's not necessary to learn all of them. Use a common word like go, like drive, like drink, and many of them.